hope that tonight's topic will be an appropriate way to kind of take a little bit of a siyum of this year's learning. So we've spent most of the year discussing issues, beginning with the authority of Chazal, some of the limitations of the authority of Chazal, the nature of Minhagim and their Abanans and their Isis and Teshuvah, Teshuvah Peh. We spoke a lot about potential changes, when changes are permissible within the Halacha, when changes not permissible within the Halacha, what are the guidelines within Teshuvah Peh as to new situations arise. And we spoke a little bit in the previous year about different times in the future, how Halacha is going to play out. We spoke about the Tchias HaMeisim, or Mabot, things of that nature. So I guess a good way to end off is, especially at this time of the year, is in Yom Yom HaMashiach. So what exactly will the mitzvahs look like in the days of Mashiach? What exactly is that Messiah? What is that tradition about that? So the sugi begins with a very, very famous Mishnah that, of course, has become famous for two reasons. Number one, it's in the first Bech of Brachos, that in of itself would make it famous. And number two, of course, it's made its way into the Haggadah. So the first of the Mamre Kamos, it's Mishnah in Brachos, the few days and the days. Maskirin Yitzis Mitzrayim Balelos. The Mishnah starts out by saying that the mitzvah of remembering Yitzis Mitzrayim is a mitzvah that's that applies both in the daytime as well as the nighttime. Amr Blos Ben Azayah, any Kiven Shiv Mishana Blos Achizis Shetayom Yitzis Mitzrayim Balelos. Achadosha Ben Zomash Nemel Amantisko. It's tough for me to stay without the niggin of the Seder, but everyone gets to their own niggin. Amantisko Yom Tezcha Mitzrayim Koy Mechayecha. Yemechayecha Hayom Koy Mecha Alelos. So the view of Amr Blos Ben Azayah and the Ben Zoma was that we derived this halacha that you have to mention Yitzis Mitzrayim both by Yom Valayla from the same Pasuk. Pasuk says, Yom Tizkos, Yom Tizkos, Ko Yimei Chayecha, so Yimei refers to the days, Ko is the Riboy, comes to include the night. The Chachamim, Marmim Yimei Chayecha, El Mazeh, Ko Lavi Belsa Mashiach. So the Chachamim apparently disagree with Rabbi Loz Ben Azayah, disagree with Ben Zoyma, and seem to be of the opinion that there is no such drasha, that the word Ko is not coming to include Leilos, and presumably they will be of the opinion that there is no mitzvah of Yitzis Mitzrayim, Bal Leilos. That's the Pashtus, what the Chachamim is saying. So what is the word kol coming to include? Kol is a ribuy. Kol is definitely an addition. It's coming to include something. So Chacham now, what appears to be a very strange drasha, kol lahavi l'masa Mashiach, that the mitzvah of mentioning Yitzis Mitzrayim will apply in Yemosa Mashiach as well. So it sounds like that the fact that we're going to be davening in Yemosa Mashiach, that wasn't a question. We're going to be saying Kriya Shema, putting on tefillin, tzitzis, Shemoneh Esrei. Sounds like that wasn't even enough of discussion. The only discussion between the Tanaim was about this mitzvah of Laman Tizkas Yom Tzeizchem and Tzitzrayim, the mitzvah of Zechiyas Tzitzrayim, will that apply in Yom Tzeizchem Mashiach or not? What's the issue? Why should they argue specifically about this mitzvah? So the Gemara says, Ta'anya Amalam Ben Zayim L'Chachom, V'chim Bechgir Nitzis Mitzrayim Yom Tzeizchem Mashiach, that Ben Zoma turned around to the Chachom and said, that's not true, that there will not be a mention of Yitzis Mitzrayim in the days of Mashiach. Halok V'Ne'amar, based on the Pasuk, Hinei Yomim Ba'im Nu Mashem, V'lo Yomru Achai Hashem Shehelos Bnei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Yim Chai Hashem Shehelos Vashehevi Yazera Beis Yisrael Me'eretz Tafon, V'lo Yomru Achai Hashem Shehelos. The Pesuk Menavi speaks specifically about the fact that in Elazar Lavo, we're not going to speak about Yitzis Mitzrayim, we're going to speak about the Kibbutz Goliath, we're going to speak about Bayi Shlishi, we're going to speak about the Gula Elazar Lavo. So the emphasis is no longer going to be on Yitzis Mitzrayim. So the Ben Zoma saw in that Pasuk an indication that the mitzvah of Zechiyas Mitzrayim will in fact not apply in Yemos HaMashiach. So Amulo, so the Chachamim responded back to him, Lo Shatei Oki Yitzias Mitzrayim B'Mekoma. The Pasuk doesn't mean that there won't be any mention of Yitzias Mitzrayim. El Shatei Shibud Malchias Iko Yitzias Mitzrayim Tofalo. All it'll mean is that the primary discussion will be Shibud Malchias, namely the fact that we're no longer in Golos. We'll speak about Binyan Bayis Shlishi, Kibbutz Golos, Mos Mashiach, etc. We'll mention Yitzias Mitzrayim as kind of the nefesh, but it's not going to be primary. In today's world, so we don't speak too much about Yemos HaMashiach. We give one shiur the whole year about Yemos HaMashiach. Our focal point is usually Yitzias Mitzrayim. We speak about it in Akiddush and Adavening and Kriyash. We talk about it all year long. We put on film, etc. Everything we do revolves around Yitzias Mitzrayim. Whereas with Asad Lava, that's not going to be the case. Asad Lava will mention it. It'll still be part of our mitzvahs, but it's not going to be the primary discussion. So I hope part of you have a machlek is yel halach l'maisa. Machlek, I mean, not yet l'maisa, but potentially halach l'maisa, as to whether this component, whether this mitzvah of Yitzias Mitzrayim is going to be a mitzvah that's going to be relevant in Yemos HaMashiach. How do we understand this machlokes? Again, we don't find that the Tanoim are arguing about whether mitzvahs are going to apply in Yemos HaMashiach. Nobody said we're not going to be saying Kriya Shema in Yemos HaMashiach. Nobody said we're not going to be putting on tefillin, putting on tzitzis in Yemos HaMashiach. That wasn't the discussion. The discussion was specifically about this point, this nekuda, about the Zechiras of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So what is the nature of that? Why, what is that all about? So perhaps one could suggest, and as Mishnah would suggest, is that the mitzvah of mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim, so it's not that that mitzvah is going to disappear according to one view, according to the view of Ben Zalman, who was Ben Azariah. It's not that it's going to disappear. What is the nature of the mitzvah is going to change in the following way. That the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is basically to recount the Chasdei Hashem, to remember, to constantly reinforce that the Kadosh Baruch Hu has been goal us, Kadosh Baruch Hu has redeemed us. So, and in this time of history, we focus on the Geula. What was the most recent Geula that we experienced? So the last real bona fide Geula that we had was the Geula of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We've had some minor Geulas over the years, in the sense that the word Geula also refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us from a lot of tzaras over the years. But in terms of a real bona fide Geula, so the real Geula that we most recently experienced was Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that idea of recounting the most recent Geula, that's going to, in a sense, change in Yemos HaMashiach, because the most recent Geula will no longer be Yetzias Mitzrayim. The most recent Geula will be the Geula of Binyan Bayis Shlishi, of Kibbutz Galios, of Lach HaShivah Malchus, etc. So it's not that the whole mitzvah is going to disappear. Not chalil that a mitzvah is going to disappear. It's that the very essence of the mitzvah was to recount Geula, and that's exactly what we're going to do. So the Ramban has a similar idea. The Rishon discussed about the Torah says that you're supposed to count the Chadoshim as a Chodesh Harisha, Chodesh Sheni, Chodesh Shlishi, Chodesh Hazel Lechem Rosh Chadoshim. Nisan is supposed to be the first month. You're supposed to refer to the months by the numbers, the counting, going back to Yetzias Mitzrayim. So Lamaisa, we don't do that anymore. The Gemara explains in Masechet Rosh Hashanah that already in the beginning of Bayis Sheni, they refer to the months by Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, like we refer to them. So how could that be? If the Torah says we're supposed to recount the Chodesh Hazel Lechem Rosh Chadoshim, we're supposed to count 1 through 3, so what right do we have to, in a sense, change the name to a system of names? So the Ramban explains that the idea is that why do we count to the Geula of Yetzias Mitzrayim? Why do we count the months based on Yetzias Mitzrayim? Because within the calendar, we want to recount the Chasdei Hashem. We want to emphasize the fact that the Kadosh Baruch Hu was Geula, the Kadosh Baruch Hu protects us. So even the way we refer to our calendar emphasizes that idea. So the Rishonim explained that now that we came out of Golos of Churban Bayis Rishon, so part of our remembering the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the opportunity to come back there to Israel, so we remember Shmos Shel Chadashi Bavel, Oluim Ami Bavel. These are Goyish names. Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, those are not Jewish names. Those are Goyish names. Some of them, the month of Tammuz is the name of an Avodah Zarah. Avakas the Tammuz, that was the name of an Avodah Zarah. So why do we keep these names? So the answer is we keep these names because this reminds us that we were in Golos. Reminds us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was merachim on us and took us out of Golos Bavel and gave us the opportunity to come back to Eretz Yisrael. So we incorporated that Chasdei Hashem into our calendar itself, similar to the way the numbers were incorporated in the days of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Rishonim explained that's not a change of a mitzvah. That's exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do. He wants us to refer to the geulas, the most recent geulas. So in a similar vein, that when we speak about the mitzvah of maskirin Yetzias Mitzrayim, yom v'leilos, so that mitzvah will apply, liyosad lavo, but it's not going to be Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's not going to be the highlight. According to some opinions, the highlight is going to be the most recent geula. So there is a question that the later Achareim deal with. If that's the case, that according to those opinions, that the emphasis is going to be on the most recent Geula, so how is that going to play out in terms of the Lel HaSeder? We have a very unique mitzvah on Pesach night, that we got it Aladin Chaviyom Leimor, that to speak over the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So according to these opinions, is that mitzvah also not going to apply? In the same way Maskirin Yetzias Mitzrayim won't apply in Yemos HaMashiach according to one opinion, would you say Vigadat Aladin Chaviyom is not going to apply either for the same Svara? So here the Achareim right now, that's very different. Why? Because the Rambam writes that the mitzvah of Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim is not just a mitzvah to talk about what happened in the past. Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, when we say Kriya Shema and Ma'ariv, so we're just telling over stories of the past. We're recounting historical events of the past. Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim is reliving it right now. V'chol dor v'dor chayev adam l'ruach kiliyotz achshav v'mitzrayim, as if you left Mitzrayim right now. So therefore, on Pesach night, the most recent Geula is Yetzias Mitzrayim. The whole reason why the mitzvah is going to shift, why it's going to become a mitzvah of Zechiras, Shibur Malchias Zechiras of Kibbutz Galios, is because that will be the most recent Geula. But on Pesach night, every year, when it comes back to Tesvav Nisan, even Yemos HaMashiach, Pesach will surpass the Zechira of Kibbutz Galios, because that will become, in a sense, the most recent Geula. So that's what it appears from the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't count the mitzvah of Maskirin Yetzias Mitzrayim at all, and the Rambam does count the mitzvah of Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So Chaim is quoted as saying, one of the reasons is because the Chiyas Yetzias Mitzrayim is not going to apply in Yemos HaMashiach, according to these opinions. So only mitzvahs that apply, La'olam Yom, Yom Yom Vayed, are counted in the Tag Mitzvahs. But the Rambam does count Sipurei Tzias Mitzrayim with Pesach night. So the Mefarshim explained the reason is because they're different. That is, the Chiras Tzias Mitzrayim is historic in nature, so whatever becomes the most recent Geula takes precedence. But the mitzvah of Sipurei Tzias Mitzrayim overtakes even that, because Chol Dover Dor Chayav Adam Lestasu Kiliyotza Mitzrayim. So this is a very, very small difference, a very small nuance of a difference in terms of, and it's only according to one opinion. It's not even necessarily we follow that opinion. According to one opinion, there's a possibility that maybe the way Tzias Mitzrayim will play out in the Lesson level will be slightly different than it is today. There is another statement of Chazal about a possible quote-unquote change in the Mosul Mashiach, and that's the Rambam was quoting from a Gemara. The Rambam Ruchas Megillah, in the second of the Maamar Kaimis, the Rambam writes, called Sifri HaNeviim V'chol HaKsuvim Asidim Libotel Limosul Mashiach. The Neviim HaKsuvim will no longer be present in the Mosul Mashiach. Chutzim Megillah's Esther, with the exception of Esther, Harei Kayemis Kechamisha Chomshin Torah, Ukehuchel Shal Torah Shem HaPeh She'enem B'teilam La'olam. So the Rambam writes that the Torah itself, the Torah Shemichsav, of course, will be around in the Mosul Mashiach. That's clear to say otherwise. The Torah says, Nicholas Lonov Amenabad Oilam Lasu Divet Torah. The Torah says in many, many places that the Torah is given forever and ever and ever. If anybody comes and says that the Torah doesn't apply, Mashiach's come and therefore you don't have to keep mitzvahs, that was a different religion. That's not adversary. That's not part of our tradition. So of course the mitzvahs, of course the Torah Shemichsav is going to be around in the Mosul Mashiach. And the Rambam says the halacha shabbatosh v'apeh, of course, we're also going to be around. We're going to be wearing the same tefillin in Yom Mashiach and keeping the same Shabbos and keeping the same kashrus and the same mikvahs. Everything's going to be the same in terms of what the Torah shabbatosh is going to be. There'll be a Sanhedrin that'll come back, so maybe there'll be new shaylos that'll come up, so they'll reconvene, they'll discuss, maybe there'll be new things, the old tzach, whatever it'll be. But in terms of the basic format of what the Torah shabbatosh has looked like for thousands of years, so of course it's going to be the same. The Rambam says that's not debatable. So says the Rambam, but the part that will no longer be present is the Neviim HaKsuvim. Why is that? So the Rambam says, Yafa Bishakol Zichron and Atzoros Yivatel, Shenema Kinishikho Atzoros of Shel Chisum, Mea Purim Lo Yivatlu, Shenema, Vimea Purim Elo Yavim Mitachayudim Zichron Lo Yisuf Mizaram. So the Rambam says that the Neviim HaKsuvim were not, in a sense, really part of the original Torah. The Gemara says in Masechet Nedarim that if Klai Yisrael wouldn't have been Chayte, they wouldn't have received the Neviim HaKsuvim. The Torah was supposed to be the Chamisha Chumshe Torah, then the Gemara says that they would have gotten Sefer Yehoshua, because without Sefer Yehoshua you wouldn't know where the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael are. But the rest, because they were Chotek, so then Sefer Shoftim had to happen. Before they, because they were Chotek, Sefer Melachman happened. Because we were Chotek, we had Chazon Yishol Be'emot. So most of the Nebuahs are trying to get us to be Chayzer B'tshuva. Most of the Nebuahs are issues of Geula. Because we're in Gola, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent us Neviim to tell us there's going to be a Geula. But once we reach the point in Mosul Mashiach, so what do we have to talk about the past Chatoim for? That'll be a thing of the past. So that's what the Rambam writes. The Neviim HaKsuvim won't really be necessary. A lot of the Ksuvim is also with Divrei Musar, Mishlei, if everyone's sitting in Yom V'Laila, and Yevet Hashem, and learning and doing mitzvahs, everyone's with Kedushah of Dara, so you don't need all that Musar and Chizuk. So, what they can do for Tehillim? I don't know. So, last Tehillim and Shul. I don't know. I'll figure out what to do. So, the Rambam writes that the Neviim HaKsuvim are not going to be present in Yemos HaMashiach. Oh, that's the Rav. Oh, that's the Rav of Kasha. So, comes the Rav and asks from this Rambam, Kosib and Neviim HaKsuvim is really bothered. Omer Avram, Dover Ed Yaitesu. He says, that's a silly thing to say, the Rav says about the Rambam. We wouldn't say that, but that's the Ravid's Lashon. Ki lo yivatol sefer mikol asvar. He says, what do you mean? The Neviim, and not going to be Neviim anymore. She'ein sefer, she'ein bo limud. He said, there's so much limud you need sefer. How can you say that we don't need sefer shvul anymore? You have so many nevuas, you have halachas, you have things that are referred to in the Neviim, you have musa, you have so many important things that are in the Neviim HaKsuvim. So what does Chazal mean when they say that the Neviim HaKsuvim will be botel? About kach omru, afilu yivatol she'asvar melikos ben megillom nisbat melikos sabitzibor. What it means is that, of course, the Sfarim are going to be around, but people aren't going to be focusing on them. They're not going to be reading them anymore. Like today. It'll be like the Gezeirah, they say. The people are machmir today. They don't want to get stuck learning Kisra Kedesh, so they make Gezeirah to the Mashiach. So that's what the Ravid says, that it's not going to be. We don't have Tavis anymore. We don't have to give Shirum and Ksum anymore. We don't have to read Mishlei to give people Chizit. We don't need it anymore. Does it mean it's not going to be on the shelf? Of course it's going to be on the shelf. It's part of Torah. So there seems to be a very conceptual machlokes here, the Rambam and the Ravid, just what is the relationship between Neviim HaKsuvim vis-a-vis, in a sense, the rest of Torah Shebichsav. The Rambam seems to tell us that there are really two different categories of what we call Torah Shebichsav. There's the Torah Shebichsav of Chamisha Chomshe Torah, and Neviim HaKsuvim are different. Now, of course, they're different in the sense that the Torah Shebichsav was given, obviously, to Moshe Rabbeinu, and every word, every letter was dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu. Neviim HaKsuvim, of course, is the Dvar Hashem as well. But according to many Mefarshim, it's a slightly different, it's definitely on a lower level of Kedusha than the Torah, that's no question. And even the way it was presented to the Nevi'im, maybe it was different than the Torah is presented. The Torah itself says, the Nevi'im were given chalomos, they were given maros, they were given chazons, and Moshe Rabbeinu is lochein abdi Moshe pel pe'adababo. So there was definitely a difference in the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu related the words of the Chamish Chumash Torah in contrast to the way he related the words of the Nevi'im Ruxuvim. So there definitely is a difference, but the Rambam seems to learn that it's a difference in terms of the relationship to Torah itself. The Rambam says in several places that it's understood that Torah can never be bought though. That one of the Gimli Kari Amuna is that Zos HaTorah Lo Tehei Mukhlefes. We sing it in the Yigdal. That's Lo Yachalif HaKev Lo Yomid V'Aso Lo Olamim Zul Aso. So Hashem Baruch Hu promised us that He will never give another Torah to the world. He will never change the Torah. That's all the whole year Shirim that we spoke about are not changes in the Torah. They're in the Torah itself. You just have to look for them. You have to Lo Sosser, Lo Baltaisef, all the things we spoke about over the year, just to figure out what's considered to be part of the Messiah of the Torah or not. But if a person comes and says that he has a nevuah from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that you don't have to keep Shabbos anymore, you don't have to keep Kashrus anymore, so that's an outright Navi Sheker. There's no such thing. It's impossible for any Navi ever to change the Dvar Hashem. Rishonim explained that that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu set it up, that a Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah is on such a fundamentally different level than other Nevi'im. Moshe Rabbeinu's Talpeh, and another Navi is not. So therefore, it's inconceivable that another Navi should undermine Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah. So the Rambam seems to understand that a statement of Aramuna, that the Torah will never be batel, that refers to the Chamisha Chamisha Torah and to the Torah Shabbat, to the Tefillin, to the Mezuzah, to the Mikvah, to the Kashrus, to the Shechita, you know, that what we call Torah Shabbat, that's what it means, Zos HaTorah Lo Tehei Mukhlefes. But the Nevi'im Uksuvim are not really part of that. It doesn't mean that we shouldn't be learning Nevi'im Uksuvim. It doesn't mean that when we learn Nevi'im Uksuvim, it's not Talmud Torah. It is Talmud Torah, the Rambam says. Of course it's Talmud Torah, but it's not included in that Haftacha, Lo Zos HaTorah Lo Tehei Mukhlefes. Whereas the Raibit seems to understand that once the Nevi'im Uksuvim were given to Klal Yisrael, so then they become incorporated as a Chelek in Torah, and that Torah will never be bought out. Once it's Chalo on it, Hashem Torah, Chefetz Shal Torah, Kedush Torah, whatever you want to call it, so then it becomes eternal, and then it's inconceivable that it should be cancelled. Whether people are going to be focusing on it or not. So people in different generations focus on it. Maseches Uktzin is also part of Torah, but not so many people learning Uktzin these days. Not part of the Yom Recycle, so we have to get into Mishnah's Yom Recycle. So there's a lot of parts of Torah that people are not necessarily learning so much. So that's what the Rabbi says. The people of Suva will be part of that category. Le'asid Lava. So Kopanim, the Rambam at least, has another, this concept that the Torah will be, the quote unquote Torah will be a little bit different in the sense of the Muksuvim won't really be part of the Torah of Sav Le'asid Lava. The third of the Mamakomos, or the Rashba, has a tshuva discussing another Maimon Chazal. It's become a famous Maimon Chazal, even though it's very strange, it's not a Gemara anywhere. It's a Medrash, and a very obscure Medrash, but somehow it's became popular. The Medrash that the Rash was referring to is the statement of Chazal that Kol HaMoadim Sidim Libotel Chutz B'Yimei HaPurim. It's very similar to what the Rambam said about Megillah, that the Nevi'im Uksuvim will be Botel, but not Megillah Esther. So the Medrash has a similar idea that the Moadim can be Botel, but Purim will never be Botel. So the Rashba, I left out the first half of the Tshuva, but the first half of the Tshuva, the Rashba says what it can't mean. He said, whatever this Medrash means, it's impossible to take this Medrash at face value. He said, the Mu'adim are going to be Vatam. It's not going to be Rosh Hashanah, it's not going to be a Pesach, it's level. I said, that's absurd. Of course, the mitzvahs are going to always be around. The Torah says 100 times, Chukos HaOlam Darasechem, it's going to be forever and ever. We spoke two weeks ago, about the possibility in the time of Tchias HaMeisim, maybe there won't be mitzvahs. Because according to many Rishonim, Tchias HaMeisim is the Olam Aschar. That's not part of this world. That's already another world. That's already a different concept. But in Yemos HaMashiach, it's Olam Kibbut HaGaleg. Even according to those who say that there will be some changes in the Teva and the nature in Yemos HaMashiach. That's already a big question. But to say that the mitzvahs aren't going to apply in Yemos HaMashiach, that's not an acceptable position. So the Rashba says, so what does it mean? What does that statement mean? So the Rashba says he thinks that people totally misunderstood that entire Maimon Chazal. That Maimon Chazal is not even talking about Yemos HaMashiach. Maimon Chazal is talking about La'asid Lavo. So we already saw this in the previous year. The term La'asid Lavo has many, many different meanings. La'asid Lavo just means to the future. So some people saw the term La'asid Lavo and they thought it's referring to Yemos HaMashiach, Chet HaMeisim, Al Nava. The Rashba says that's not what it means. But well, La'asid Lavo just means at some time in the future. So what do the words mean? The Mo'adim can be Batel. So the Rashba says, I came nearly, Hirusho, Shekol HaMo'adim Mo'if Diach Aleim Yisborach Shlo Yigur Machet Bitu Nachman Esmanim. There is no haftacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Yom Tovim will never disappear. What does that mean? It means it's possible, says the Rabbi, we hope it will never happen, but it's possible that the Jewish people may become so not observant, so not learned, that no one knows the Yom Tov is. People won't keep Yom Tov. People won't know Shabbos, won't know Kashra. It's possible. We hope it will never happen, but it's possible. We even have something from Eicha that allude, at least to some degree, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made Shabbos be forgotten and Yom Tov been forgotten. Nebuch, you see, I don't know how many people, the overwhelming majority of the Chedim Yisrael, Nebuch never heard of Yom Tov, never heard of Shabbos. Huh? So it's conceivable you could have a Chalila tragedy that no Jews around who are observing Yom Tov. Aval b'mei Purim, a strange haftacha when it comes to Purim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised us, Hibtiach, Dechsiv lo yavru mitach Yehudim v'zichro l'Yosef Mizarum. That Rosh Hashanah may never exist, Pesach may come a time when it doesn't exist. But Purim, somehow, there'll always be someone in the world, some Jew will be left observing Purim. That's a special gift, special promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. So according to the Rashba's reading of this Maimon Chazal is not so famous Mashiach. It's not talking about what could happen in the good days. It's talking about what Chalila could be the worst tragedy. So it could be that Yom Tov will be Batel. Not forever. It means there may come a generation when Nebuch, there are no Jews observing Pesach. It may happen. We hope it will never happen, but it may happen. So that's the Rashba says that it means something entirely different. And then he goes on to say, he says that if you go back to the end of that Medrash, so the Medrash says, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi added on and said that Yom Kippur will always exist. Purim and Yom Kippur will always be around. What is the significance of Yom Kippur always being around? So the Rashba continues, V'chein Yom HaKippurim, V'hoi sezos lachem, avtocha shetia l'chukas oilam, sh'ayom yichapir afil lo yishmeruhu. It means it could be, says the Rashba, there'll be a time in history when no Jew will ever heard of Yom Kippur. It'll be such a marasa, such lack of observance, nobody ever heard of Yom Kippur. But it doesn't matter. It matters, but... But the Medrash is saying that Yom Kippur will still be effective. There will still be a significance of Yom Kippur. Why? That Yom Kippur will still be mechaper. Even for those Jews who never heard of it, it's still mechaper. Why? That das Rebbe kan kedaita begemar diyom Yom Kippur mechaper ben l'shav ben l'shav ben l'shav. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi happens to be the Tanam of Sechah Shavuos that says Yom Kippur is a mechaper in and of itself. Whether you know it exists, whether you chayz b'tshuva, not chayz b'tshuva, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi says Yom Kippur is a mechaper. So in theory, Yom Kippur will always be around for Klal Yisrael, even if nobody knows about it. If everyone's eating chametz and Pesach, so what do you mean Pesach is still around? Am I not getting Pesach still around? If nobody's eating in the sukkah, no one's taking a lulav, so sukkah is still around. If the Jews aren't observing it, so it's command aleisa. But Yom Kippur, there'll be a significance, even if there's no Jew actually observing it. So a co-partner with the Rashba said, for our purposes, is that it's inconceivable that anybody should say that the mitzvahs are going to be bato, the Yom Tov are going to be bato. He says that can't be. The same way we saw in the first Rambam comments, that maybe Zechiyas Yisrael is right. Maybe it'll take second fiddle to keep its Goliath. But to say that it doesn't exist, that's absurd. And so the Rambam also said that the halacha shel Torah shebaal-peh, the chamisha chamshei Torah, and the halacha shel Torah shebaal-peh, to say they're not going to exist anymore, so Mashiach, that's absurd. Maybe to be Muksuf. But even that, the Ravid wouldn't concede to. But just time to say that people are not going to be, we're not going to have to keep Yom Tov anymore, so that's clearly not the case. So the Rambam, in the fourth of the Rambam Kormos, spells out that not only is it so posher that the mitzvahs that we know today will continue, of course, into Yom HaMashiach, but the Rambam says what's going to happen in Yom HaMashiach, we should be zoicha soon, says the Rambam, is that all the mitzvahs that are not being followed this man Azeh will come back to life. Says the Rambam, in Ruchas Melochim, Berkid Alf Alocha Aleph, in the fourth of the Rambam Kormos, HaMelech HaMashiach Osir Lamor L'Hach D'Machus David L'Yoshna V'Mshal HaRishayna. So the first and foremost goal is he's called the Mashiach because he's the Melech HaMashiach. Mashiach means B'Shem and HaMishcha, that he's anointed with the holy oil from the Mishkan. The din is that when you anoint a Melech L'Machus Beis David, so you have to anoint him with the Shem and HaMishcha. You have to pour the special oil that's usually reserved just for the Kohen Gadol or reserved for the Kohen of the Mishkan. So it's also, there's a din that we learn out from Sukkim that you have to do that to a Melech HaMachas Beis David. The Gemara says in Maseches Horias, the Maseches Krisos, that you only do that to the first generation of Machas Beis David. If you have a Melech Ben Melech, then you don't anoint him. The only thing is, the Gemara says that if there was a Machloikis as to who should take over, so then you do anoint the second generation kings. The Gemara based this all on Sukkim. These are Dinim Deraisa. Normally you're not allowed to use the Shem and the Mishcha for your private purposes. If a person shmirs the Shem and the Mishcha on his body, if he's not permitted to do so, so he's chayev kores. There are two isurim about the Shem and the Mishcha. You're not allowed to shmir the Shem and the Mishcha, and you're not allowed to imitate, you're not allowed to mimic to make your own Shem and the Mishcha. either one of those carry with it an issur karis. The famous story that somebody went off to derech, and he was a real lamdan. He went off to derech, so he came to a certain rav and he says, "I was able to figure out all the lamdas to violate all the lamdas of krisus in the Torah. I violated every possible israel in Yom Kippur, Chavos, the Pesach, and Zana this and I did that. Everything under the sun. I'm proud to say that I violated every possible issur krisus." So the rav turns to him and says, "Really? Well, you sach b'shem and amishkof? Did you shmir with the oil of the base of mikdash? You didn't do that. Then you're only 35 or 36. So when you mafatim as a katoira, you're only 34 or 36. You're not so bad. You can do better." So anyway, again, the gemara learns that from Sukkim that you're only allowed to be, you only mechuyev to be mashiach, the melech, when he's the first generation, or if he's ben achaden from a previous melech who was nimshach, and there was some kind of a machloikas as to who should take over. So the Mechas Chinuch has a strange shaila. The Mechas Chinuch raises the suffix, what's going to be the dim liyasud level when Melech HaMashiach is going to appear? Is he going to require Mashiach B'Shem and Mishcha now? So on the one hand, he's a ben achaben achaben going back to David Melech. That's what the Pesukim say, Yitzchak and Gezi Yishai. On the other hand, there were machloikim along the way. There were different kings who weren't accepted in the end of Bais Rishon, in the beginning of Bais Rishon. There were a lot of machloikim along the way. So now we want to have one new king that everybody accepts. So maybe he's going to need a new Mashiach B'Shem and Mishcha. So that's off the Mechas Chinuch. It's a little funny. That's his name. We call him Melech HaMashiach. So to say, no, he doesn't really need Mashiach because he was Nimshach already by his great-great-grandfather, it sounds a little bit strange. That's we'll figure it out. When Mashiach comes, we'll figure out what the answer to that question is. But anyway, the first thing that Mashiach is supposed to do is supposed to bring down the Malchus Beis David, Ubonei HaMikdash, and he has to build the Beis HaMikdash. Umakavit the Chesrol, and he has to bring back Kibbutz Golias. If he doesn't do those things, so then he's like, what kind of Mashiach is that? So those are the basic ABCs of Mashiach. He has to become the Melech. Mamash, the Melech means Shidduch HaMashmol. But he's Mamash the Melech. Melech means he's accepted by Klal Yisrael. And he has to rebuild the base of Mikdash. And he has to bring all the Klal Yisrael back there as well. So if he can't do that, so then there's nothing to discuss in terms of a person being Mashiach. So then it's interesting that the Rambam, when he writes Ubonei HaMikdash, so the Rambam doesn't quote that Medrash about the third base of Mikdash coming down in Hashemayim. Rashi and Tosfos quote that idea that the third base of Mikdash is going to come down in Hashemayim, and the Rambam seems to say that it's going to be built by under the auspices of the Mashiach. Again, so we'll figure out what will happen then. Then the Rambam says, for our purposes, the Chosin Kol Mishpatim B'Yomav K'Shehayim Mikaydim. He says that all the dinim are going to come back with the way they always were. So if I can't, not that there's going to be a less of an observance of mitzvahs, there's going to be a much more encompassing observance of mitzvahs. Now all the mitzvahs that we haven't observed in thousands of years are going to come back. What does that mean? Like grieving karbanos. So first and foremost, the Rambam says, there's going to be a Beis HaMikdash. So we're going to offer karbanos. Of course we're going to offer karbanos in Yom Yosef Mashiach. The idea of not observing karbanos in Yom Yosef Mashiach goes against everything we daven for 3 times a day. We daven all the time about Meheri Yubana HaMikdash. We speak about, V'sech Zene Neinu V'tzeh V'yamchis Oso Hashem V'sech Avoidu V'besecha. We say in our Musaf all the time, we should come back to me, Kesidu Musaf Yechosam. So of course we believe that when Shleim that there's going to be a Kravas HaKurbanus again. The Osin, Shemitin, V'yovlos, and all the Dinim of Shemitah are going to come back, and Yovel is going to come back, and all the Mitzvah place Bar, then is going to come back. Kechol Mitzvah Sam Gurba Torah, exactly the way the Torah describes it, with the Tosh of Sav and the Tosh of Bet. So rather than diminishing the Shemir of the Mitzvahs, it's going to be an enhancement. It's going to be what it was supposed to be like all along. Then the Rambam says, V'chol Mishe'enu Ma'amin Bo, anybody who doesn't believe in this basic Ikari Amunah, or Mishe'enu Mechakal B'yosef. Then the Rambam adds on another phrase. He says, what about if a person believes Mashiach is coming, but he's not necessarily looking forward to it? He says, I like things the way they are now. I'm interested in Kavanah Shemitah. I like other things. I have other interests in this world. So the Rambam writes that if a person has that attitude, either if he's not a ma'amin or he's a ena mechakeh, so the Rambam writes, lo b'shar neviim b'vadu kofer. Not only are you a kofer neviim, which is gufa makes you into a kofer, but el b'kerev Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's considered to be an outright kfira in Taurus Moshe. Shere ha-Torah yidolav, shenema v'shav Hashem l'kech ha-shvuzcha v'yichamech v'shav v'kibetzcha v'goymer, im yened ha-chav v'kishimayim v'viyach v'Hashem. The psukim are explicit, it's going to be a kibbutz goliath, so we're going to come back to our control. And the whole notion of Akas HaYomim, that's explicit in the Torah. Ve'ilu ha-dvarim ha-mufuroshim ha-tarim kolim kol ha-dvarim shemei t'kei kol ha-nevim. The Nevi'im didn't chalila make up the idea of Yemos Mashiach. Not that all of a sudden Yeshua and Navi made up this idea. It was around, it was part of Teres Parish, it was part of Emissary from day one. After Parshas Bilam Nemar, B'sham Niva, B'shnei Mashichem, B'shech Harishon, Shu David, Shoshias Yisrael Miyad Tzareya, Mashiach Achman, Shom Vibonav, Shemashias Yisrael Miyad Bnei Esav, If you go back to this, last week's parsha, so the Torah speaks about a ren of Loatash, a ren of Lokorav, the Rakocha Miyakov, a Kov Shepet Yisrael. The Psukim describe the David HaMelech, and then the Psukim describe a later descendant of David HaMelech. So this is all part of Amisera, Mamish from day one. And then the Rambam has an interesting comment in Halacha Beis, and the Rambam says, I'll bring you another Raya Brua, so the notion, you don't need Rayas. The Rambam writes the Feirish, that these it's Molev and Kodesh and all Tanakh, the idea of Yom Ha'asa Mashiach. But if you want an interesting Halachic Raya, so if you look at Halacha Beis, the Rambam writes, Af Ari Mikla Ru Omer, Im Yarechiv Hashem Rakech, Es Gvulcha V'yasavdecha, Od Sholosh Arim V'goyme. The Psukim describe in Pasha Shoftim that there's going to come a time when there are going to be three more Ari Mikla added on. There were the original three Ari Mikla, for anyone who killed unintentionally, were designated in Eber Yarden, and then when they cross into Eretz Yisrael, so then the three in Eretz Yisrael proper, and then the Psukim say, and lots of love, there'll be another three. There never were another three. They never ever in the history of the Jewish people had the extra three Ari Mikla. So what was the purpose of those three other Mikla? So Chazal tell us, we have a tradition that those three Ari Mikla are going to be added on in Yom Ha'asa Mashiach, because Eretz Yisrael is going to get bigger. So the same way that it's not enough to have three on one side, three on the other side, you have bigger borders, so you need more Ari Mikla. Hopefully there'll be less for Tzichus B'Shogi, but you still need Ari Mikla. About Tziva Kadosh Baruch Hu Tov, Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't give us a mitzvah mamash for nothing. About B'Divi HaNeviim Ein Adova Tzorach Raish Ola Svam V'Leim B'Dova Zeh. So says the Rambam, you don't need to bring rayas for the institution of Yom Ha'asa Mashiach from Tanakh. I'll find you 1,000 rayas. The Psukim speak about it explicitly. But even looked in the Chumash itself, so you have clear references to the institution of Yom Ha'asa Mashiach. So
what happens to the
Zeichel Chorban? So those that didn't that went to the Zeichel Chorban won't be observed anymore. Right? The same way the Gemara says that the Tanios are not going to be fast days anymore. Shavuos and Tammuz will be a Yontif. The Gemara says it was a Yontif during Bais Sheni also. So it was instituted as you may Tainus and after Chorban Bais Rishon. When Bais Sheni was built, so it became a Yontif. And then when Bais Sheni was destroyed, it became a Yom Tainus again. Here Yom Bar Mikdash will come back to be a Yom Sivchot. So in terms of Shmiras HaMitzvah, the actual Shmiras HaMitzvah, so clearly Yom Ha'asa Mashiach is going to be more encompassing than we have this Man HaZeh. It's going to be the original model of the entire Torah being given to us. So now the Rambam concludes in Hilchos Malachim, Perkei Beis, Halachos Beis, and Gimel and Dalet. So the Rambam concludes. So what the essence of Yom Ha'asa Mashiach is going to be about? So the Rambam says that Amru Chachamim Ein Bein Olam Hazeh Yom Ha'asa Mashiach L'Shivud Malchus Bavad. He says the real fundamental change in terms of Yom Ha'asa Mashiach is going to be that there's not going to be any Shivud Malchus. The Jewish people will be independent in Eretz Yisrael, with everything that carries with it. It doesn't just mean political independence; it means there'll be a Beis Hamikdash and a Malchus Beis Dovin and everything that goes along with that. And Yerom Pshutan Shal Divi HaNeviim, the Rambam writes that it appears from the simple reading of the Neviim, Shebitchilas Yom Ha'asa Mashiach Tiyem Mechemes Gog U'Magog, V'Shekol Mechemes Gog U'Magog Yamad Novel Yashi Yisrael Lachin Libam, Shinem Yinei Anochi Shalach Lechemes Eliyo, there'll be the notion of Eliyo and Navi coming, and the notion of Mechemes Gog U'Magog. These are all things that would appear. So the Rambam writes, if you skip down to the first word line, V'chol Eilu Advarim, V'chol Eilu Advarim V'chayetze Ben Lo Yeda Odom Echiyu Achiyu. So the Rambam says, but the absolute order of what's going to happen, no person really knows until it happens. Advarim Stum Nen Eitzel HaNeviim. That the Neviim themselves, it was very unclear what the Nevuahs were. Gam HaChacham Eilim Kabal B'Dvarim Eilu. The Chacham never had a tradition as to exactly what's going to happen when. Elefi Echre Apsukim. U'lefikach Yesh L'machlekes B'Dvarim Eilu. So there are different opinions. Some will say Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come before Mechemes Gog U'Magog. Some say after Mechemes Gog U'Magog. Some say there'll be a Mechomer then. There's a lot of unclarity, which is okay. Says the Rambam, V'yal Koponim Ein Seder Havayas Dvam Eilol Lodi Tuken Ike Badas. So the Rambam says that the reason why we don't have a clear Mesorah on these things is irrelevant. We'll win for the surprise. Whenever it comes out, it'll be grandiose. But the fact that we have to believe the Ikari Advarim, that's the Mepasha. That's expected of each and every believing Jew. Chazal did not want us to spend so much time about what it's going to look like in terms of what's going to happen when and who and where. That those types of discussions never lead anywhere. One should not try to figure out when Mashiach is going to come. Amr Chacham, Tivach Rucham Shemachash HaKitzim, Al Yechach HaVyamin, B'chlal HaDavik Moshe B'Yagav. You have to just believe there'll be Yom Malchus Mashiach, and it'll be Binyan Abayis Hamikdash, Kibbutz Golias, whatever the basic Russian Brachim are, how, what, where, who, what, we'll figure it out. When it happens, we'll know exactly what's supposed to happen. So the Rambam closes off the dinim of Hilchos Melachim, which is the last Rambam in all of Mishneh Torah. The Rambam ends off with a really beautiful conclusion. So the conclusion for our year of learning as well. Lonis Avra Chacham and Neviim Yimos Mashiach. Why is it that the Rambam, that the Chacham and Neviim always look forward to Yimos Mashiach? What is it, this great deal dream about Yimos Mashiach? Lo Kadesh Yishlutu Akal Olam. I think my voice choir put these words to music a few years ago. Not that, right, Ari? It's okay. Not that I'm not going to burden you to sing it for you. I'll say it. I'll bring in the experts to sing it. Lo Kadesh Yishlutu Akal Olam. Not because we want to be in charge of the whole world. We'll be independent, we'll be strong, we'll be autonomous, we'll take over the whole world. No, that was never the goal. That was, although people may have accused us of that, their enemies may have said that was never the goal, we never wanted that. He says, the Lokadesh yield the Ba'akum, not that we should be in control of the non-Jews, that was never what we wanted. The Lokadesh yinaso sam'adin, not that we should get a lot of cover from the outside world, we don't want that either. The Lokadesh lecha v'lishos v'lismayach, not because we will have good food and we'll have a parties, those are all irrelevant. Nobody, no Novi ever wanted that, no Chocham ever wanted that. We haven't been singing any Ma'amin for 3,000 years for those kinds of foolishness. Ella, what do we want? Why do we want it for? Kadesh yu penuyim b'toyro v'chachmosa, that the Yimos Mashiach will come, will be able to be involved in Torah and Chochmah, and be able to spend that days involved in Limud Torah. For lo yelam nogis mevatel, we won't have anything which is going to distract us. We don't be devoted to Shibbut Golias and everything that goes along with that, and all the narishka and all the foolish things that take us away from the Torah mitzvahs in this world. Why is that? Kadesh yizku l'chayalim abos, because the Rambam says that the ultimate schar is going to come, not in Yimos Mashiach. The ultimate reward will be in Olam Haba, in the spiritual world. We will all have that opportunity, that those who are actually alive in Yimos Mashiach, and those who the Rambam describes, Chesem Eis, will be, whatever it is, the end of Yimos Mashiach, the middle of Yimos, whatever, again, we don't know the details, the person will have the opportunity to experience Yimos Mashiach in some shape or form, and will thereby be able to reach a tremendous level of Avodas Hashem that he wasn't able to reach in this world. So the goal is, if you had a mamish, break it down into one sentence, that is the goal. The goal is not everything else. The goal is not all the physical bounty and glory and malchus. It's all to enable us to be involved in Torah and mitzvahs and all that. That's what Klai Tzol has been dreaming about for thousands and thousands of years. So to make a siyum on this year's learning, and especially at this time of the year, during the beginning of the 3 weeks, so we hope and pray that we should be zeichet to see this dream that the Rambam so beautifully articulates to come through as an ad. I wish everybody a good summer, Mr. Shem.